I did about 10 years, just under 10 years active duty. I did 2 years active reserve, so that's a total of 12 years with military experience. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people, I'd say anywhere from, overall probably anywhere from 85 to 90% of the people knew I was gay. I'm just, it had been a long road from the time I was a little kid to the moment that I actually came out, you know, when I handed that journal to my husband. That's where it started. Mm-hmm. And it had been a long road, you know, where I had to really, you know, it was hard. It was hard going from such a self-hatred to finally being able to accept myself. And I give credit to God, you know, for helping me through that, to accept that, you know, to be able to accept the fact that he made me that way, and he made me that way for a purpose. That's the person I was supposed to be, and there's no sense in denying that person. And just making things, you know, life hard on myself by trying to deny it. So when I actually came into the military, you know, the hard part for me was over. You know, around 23, I came out to my husband, my family, every friend I knew in school, freaking teachers I'd had. I mean, I just decided, I'm cleaning the slate. I'm going to go tell people, this is me, and you can love me or not, but that's it, you know. And I love me, finally. After 23 years of hating myself, I finally had accepted myself, loved myself, and really, that was it. You know, I just came busting out of the closet. Mm-hmm. So 2 years later, when I joined the military, there was no way in hell I was going to go back in that closet. No way. I had too much self-respect. It had been such a hard road. I was not going back in there. And I decided then, you know, if my cousin didn't like it, if my best friend didn't like it, if my mother didn't like it, tough shit, you know. And they were going to have to get over it, or they weren't going to be in my life anymore. And if the military didn't like it, they were just going to have to cut me loose. And that was up to them. But I was going to be honest. I'd spent 23 years of my life carefully living a lie. I mean, creating every aspect of my life and living that out. You know, I mean, everything was a facade. It was just like I was an actor on a stage. Mm-hmm. And every single thing, every piece of that became a lie. And once I found out what the truth was, there was no way I was going back to that lie. And if people didn't want to accept it, then that's fine. You know, that's up to them. But I was going to be honest.